What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
It's Friday, yeah.
Whoa, Tom Joyner.
Hugging Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown. Okay, a little premature there, brother. It's the second day of mail, and y'all already know what I'm about to say. Thank God it's Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who says threesomes don't work? You guys been together all week long. And still going strong. Now, let me try to remember all these contenders. Contender number one, Chicago Bulls number one fan, Sybil Wilkes. Who thought her team had a chance against my Wizards in the playoffs? In four words, I'll explain how they played, Sybil.
Okay.
Bullshit-a-dee. They won one more game than we did, Tom and Jay. But she still was loyal to the soil and still placed her bets on the Bulls. Mm. While I hope her shower rod is sturdy, Mimi Wilkes. Contender number two, who's 7'2 and played for the Indiana Pacers, Roy Hibbert. Now, Roy Hibbert's in the playoffs, but his playing is off. His team is playing the Hawks, and 7'2 Roy Hibbert scored about 4 points, this is in the playoffs, and three-something rebounds and about 8 fouls. That's a triple trouble. You're 7'2". You're supposed to be doing what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be dunking like a cop at a donut shop. You're supposed to be blocking shots like a bulletproof vest. Because you're 7'2", Roy Hibbert. You're playing like a boy hobbit. I mean, he's a waste of a height. They better all putting two little dudes on top of each other's shoulders in this place, y'all. Contender number three, Mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford. Old Fat Crack is back, y'all. Yep, and he's still smoking like a broken stove. Apparently, Fat Crack Ford is finally going to the rehab after another video has been leaked of him smoking that dope. Tom Sibaday, does Rob Ford have a crack cam? I mean, who's getting all this footage of Fat Crack? And he still hasn't lost any weight. Obese, gluten-free, crack-smoking Canadian man, Barry, contender number four. The president of the Los Angeles chapter of the NAACP, Leon Jenkins, who just resigned because he was about to give Donald Sterling a Lifetime Achievement Award. What kind of Django Unchained shiggity is that? That make him look like Samuel Jackson's character Steven in Django, doesn't it, y'all?
It does.
Now, I don't know. I didn't know they had Racist Lifetime Achievement Award. I mean, who picked Donald Sterling's name? Hell, who picked Leon Jenkins' name to be the president of NAACP? I mean, I guess the selection process was based on the blackest names, y'all. So I guess Leroy Jones is the new president now at the chapter. Don Sterling was supposed to be the Bama of the Week, well, mm-hmm. the Lifetime Bama of the Week. But when Jameis Winston walked out of public with $32.72 worth of crab legs, I had to rearrange some things, y'all. Civil, why every time somebody say some racist shiggity, somebody black commit an act that make you shake your mofo head? And I know the white man saying, I told you so. We never want the white man to say, I told you so. So come on, Jameis Winston, you are a Heisman Trophy winner. You're supposed to be quarterbacking, not kidnapping crab legs in public. Who does that? You went from famous Jameis to crab low dollar. You could have ate a Lunchable, a Pop Tart, a Hot Pocket, a potato wedge, a Krispy Kreme donut, some golden Oreos. But nah, you want a crab and go. And what the hell does 72 cents worth of crab legs look like, y'all? That means somebody's crab leg count is going to be off because you took $32.72 worth, which means somebody got to buy 28 cents worth of crab legs. You had the steam coming from your pants. He got caught because one of the crab legs was closed in the door, y'all. Like, he's a He was driving down the street with the crab leg out the door like a piece of clothing, y'all. Jameis Winston, you are the Bama of the week.